To take a look at what people are doing, have they bought on your site? Are they browsing products or not? Are they opening emails or not? And then associating those patterns with what's happened in the past. That's what AI algorithms are really good at, just like taking all of these, you know, data points and seeing what that's actually meant in terms of user behavior in the past, finding those patterns and applying them to the future. So when it comes to us, we'll do things like we'll show you which customers are likely to buy specific products, and then we can group them together and send them over to your email tool or to your paid ads tool.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by Gorgeous, the leading customer service platform for Shopify e-commerce brands, helping merchants to unlock revenue and deliver exceptional customer service. By prioritizing customer engagement, brands can create deeper and more personalized experiences for their shoppers. With the rising cost of acquiring new customers, retention is the key focus for direct-to-consumer brands. Creating outstanding customer experiences shouldn't be costly or a burden for your customer support team. This is exactly why Gorgeous is so great. Gorgeous helps you improve your customer experiences by managing all of your communication channels from one dashboard. It provides you with the ability to customize messages and automate replies, giving Gorgeous users an unparalleled power to resolve customer inquiries quickly and personalized, which is why you need to improve your customer retention. Get started with Gorgeous today and start managing all of your communication channels from one platform that's designed to help you. Exclusive to my listeners is a 2-month free trial, so go check them out today at ecommercefastlane.com/gorgeous. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to Season 5 of Ecommerce Fastlane. If this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices in Shopify e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact that you're here today means the world to me and definitely to my featured guest. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode as you click through from your podcast app to the show notes at ecommercefastlane.com. And there you'll find the full transcript, all the links, and all the resources that we mentioned today. Now, today's episode, my guest is Shanif, who's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Apptio, and that's at apptio.co. And they're a marketing personalization platform, and they help Shopify brands to drive sales from personalized emails, SMS, and social media ads. I know ROAS is on a lot of people's mind, and the cookie-less apocalypse and iOS 14 update. Lots of craziness going on. So I think today's episode is going to be very, very interesting, because I think understanding your first-party data and how you execute on it and the customer's journey within your brand, I think there's a lot of people that don't understand what they need to do. And I think today is going to finally, once and for all, educate people on what is possible today and how Shopify brands are winning through personalization. So hi, Shanif. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thank you so much. It's great to be here. Great introduction. Really excited for today's chat.
Lovely. So let's talk on a high level. I hope I didn't butcher it about what Apptio does, but I just like to understand some of the high level problems first. And, you know, and then I think once we kind of set that stage, I want to kind of go in and unpack the platform and how it's helping.
Yeah, I think you really nailed it. You know, the way I would think about this is e-commerce brands are facing a lot of challenges today when it comes to marketing. You know, obviously the iOS updates last year caused ROAS to sort of go down. There's a lot more brands out there now, so there's a lot of competition. And it's, you've probably seen this on your side, a lot of people now are starting to mention retention, whereas the past couple of years, acquisition was a big thing. And so we have the opinion that the best way to think about marketing, the best way to do retention, and even sometimes acquisition, is to use your customer data to really have these data-driven campaigns. And, you know, with data, you can do it. You can do things with AI or without AI, but we really just want to help you use your customer data to grow your ROAS, to increase your conversion rates so you can start getting back to driving sales. And that's what Apptio does at the highest, highest level.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the origin stories. I think that's important to me. I always wonder why people build what they build. It's so fascinating to me because I think it's more than just, hey, I want MRR. I want monthly recurring revenue in a SaaS product. It's usually there's a larger story than just it's a business. I think it is a business, but I think there's more to it than that. So can you talk a little bit about maybe this, I guess the founding team, where did the desire and the expertise come from to even want to create this platform?
I appreciate that. And I think you're right. You know, when you create something from scratch, money is obviously a consideration. But for me and my co-founder, you know, I think of myself as a data geek, software geek. You know, before this, we were both working at Twitter, working on some of their ad systems, trying to figure out who was clicking on what ads. This was maybe 5-6 years ago when, you know, when the world of AI was becoming sort of really well established. And we were looking at these tools that we were building for Twitter systems, their ad systems, and we're thinking, hey, we could probably bring this to, you know, to brands and other businesses around the world. We just really appreciated the idea of using data to kind of figure out what someone's going to do next. So we decided, you know, let's take some of these techniques and technologies that we're building here and sort of democratize them. Let's bring them to other people. Started a research company to do AI for different sort of industries, experimented with a couple of different industries. And we eventually saw that people who really were interested in what we were doing were marketers, and specifically e-commerce marketers. So, you know, we started as more of a research company, but we found that there's this big demand in the world of e-commerce to really do things like understand which of your customers are at risk or which customers are going to be your biggest spenders going forward. What should you be highlighting? What products should you be highlighting for certain people? And AI is really well set up for this. Customer data can be used for this perfectly. So we went through a bit of a transition, you know, going from research to building a product to really finding our niche in e-commerce. But that's where we are today. And, you know, it took us a couple of years, but we're starting to see some really good results now.
Oh, it's lovely. And that's kind of why I have you on the show today. When I see a company doing interesting things to help brands grow and scale, I mean, you know, that's the whole idea of Shopify. We really are trying to democratize a lot of things. And, you know, part of it is just like, how do we grow and scale companies? You know, it's great. The platform is there, but, you know, and I say this a lot on the show is that, you know, Shopify does 80% of commerce very well. And it's definitely the other 20% needs to be filled in with, you know, some kind of an app or a marketing platform, some kind of connection that really understands the data and can help execute on it. And so it's perfect segue to what I want to talk about next about, and you mentioned a little bit already about the fact that there is some performance issues that are happening right now in ROAS when it comes to Meta, like all the Facebook and Instagram properties. I know Google, same thing. You know, they're talking about removing cookies out of Chrome, the iOS update. You know, now we have, as everybody knows, you have to opt in to be tracked. And so people are mostly saying no to that. And now I talk to brands all day long and, you know, they're saying, you know, the only way we can really track ROAS, it's unfortunately a very blended ROAS. It's just how much did I spend during a certain period, and then what did that equal in the revenue side if we can attribute it somehow? It's so interesting versus what Apptio does, which is like understanding that data and how you can execute on it. But just like to understand, like from your perspective, because you're merchant facing like I am too, knowing that there's these pressures right now of just not correct data or the ROAS is very high, like what can brands do today to deal with a lot of these challenges?
Yeah, my heart goes out to these brands because I don't think they've ever had it more difficult. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people browsing and searching online, but it's tough. So, you know, we've talked to a bunch of brands and there's a lot of things that they can do. I think when it comes to some of these issues around just general marketing, and I think the importance comes from being able to diversify. So first of all, if you're only relying on one strategy or one channel, I do think that from my experience, people, it's worth it to start understanding other channels. But when it comes to your strategies themselves, I think that data, first party data becomes really important because you can start to really squeeze a lot more revenue from your customers. And I'm not trying to say that in a dirty way, like, oh, you know, you should be able to get as much as you can. I think you can actually find customers who want to buy more from you. And then it's your job to just show them essentially or say, hey, we're here. We have these products for you. So the first thing I think you should do is just look at what data you've been collecting. Look at whether you've actually been collecting it at all. One of the first mistakes I tend to see among brands is they may not be, you know, they either have data and it's scattered. So maybe they'll have email addresses in Shopify and they're not using Klaviyo, and then they're using Attentive, or they're using a bunch of other tools. Or they have all of these data points in one place, but they're not making use of them. And what that means is that maybe they're sending out a discount code to their entire email list, or maybe they're offering the same products to everyone. So first and foremost, I think brands need to collect that data, and I think that they need to use that data properly. Now, what does that actually look like? So from our perspective, if you got everything in one place and you're using it properly, that means that you are segmenting your customers first and foremost. So you're maybe sending a different offer to people who have not purchased from you for 6 months and are at risk or dormant, versus those who just bought something from you 2 weeks ago and are really active on your site. So segmenting these folks out can be very simple, actually, be very straightforward, but it is sort of the first step. And then if you want to get more sophisticated beyond that, you can start to look at each individual customer as almost their own segment. You know, what's this customer likely to buy? What are they likely to do next? And when you start to understand that, you can do things like show each customer a different product in an email, or have really targeted ads. So, you know, hopefully I didn't talk your ear off. Hopefully that wasn't rambling, but these are some of the things, you know, we've really seen brands start to worry about these issues with Facebook and Google next year. Highly, highly recommend getting your data structures and infrastructure in place so that when it does hit next year, especially with Google, you'll already have been implementing these practices and it won't be as big of a hit for you.
I see. And then there's the AI kind of machine learning kind of like conversation that is also on a lot of people's radar too. Like they understand the benefits of the human making decisions. I mean, robots, you know, don't totally run an e-commerce company. I mean, there has to be ad creative, and but I also think that, you know, creative needs to be pointed towards, in your case, a segmentation of customers that are at risk of churning, or, you know, if you have some, you know, even at risk loyal customers that, you know, they've been loyal for months or years and all of a sudden they haven't made their fourth purchase. What's going on here? So let's talk about kind of like how your solution and how brands should be thinking about AI and machine learning in general as a technology, and then how does Apptio fit into that mix?
Yeah, it's a great question. And one of the things, you know, I want to make sure people don't think about these like Terminator-style robots or any sort of crazy machines, right? When they think of AI.
Because
a lot of people are still scared of that term, or maybe not scared, but maybe they don't know what it means. When we talk to our customers, we just say, look, AI is just a really good way to find patterns. And when you can find patterns, you can start to really personalize what you're doing. You can start to personalize your, you know, all aspects of the campaign. You might think of this, some people probably have some of these apps installed where you have a recommended set of products on your store. Let's say somebody's looking at product A, you might find product B, C, and D, right? If it's a really good app, it's probably using AI to find the products that people buy together and then show those. One of the things that we focus on when it comes to AI is just understanding and predicting customer behavior. So more specifically, just trying to get a feel for which customers are likely to buy which products or products from specific collections in the next 30 days, 60 days. Which customers are likely to come back? Which customers are likely to be your top spenders? And consequently, and alternatively, like which customers are likely to never come back. So you can start to use AI, which, like I said, is just pattern matching, to take a look at what people are doing. Have they bought on your site? Are they browsing products or not? Are they opening emails or not? And then associating those patterns with what's happened in the past. That's what AI algorithms are really good at. Just like taking all of these, you know, data points and seeing what that's actually meant in terms of user behavior in the past, finding those patterns and applying them to the future. So when it comes to us, we'll do things like we'll show you which customers are likely to buy specific products. And then we can group them together and send them over to your email tool or to your paid ads tool. We can identify customers who, based on their behavior, might become some of your best, you know, what we call top 10% of your customers going forward. Even if they just made one purchase, or even if they've only made a couple purchases, there are certain things that can identify these folks. And then once you know who they are, you can come up with the right types of marketing and messaging. You can even do things like optimizing when you send them messaging and optimizing the channels that you're sending them messages to so that they're more likely to respond to your messaging. And then when you do that, you start to see that your growth rates climb because people are more apt to listen to what you have to say because you're speaking their language.
Right. I wonder what the cross-sell opportunity here, or even further down the journey of like the post-purchase upsells. So I know there's been some interesting apps and things that have come out. I know the post-purchase experience is interesting where they're already a customer, and then there's ways with this active order to add on another product for a certain discount or a related item. So just like, so how does Apptio play nicely, I guess, with the current tech stack of kind of pre and post-purchase upsells or cross-sells? They are different, but so just curious and kind of how this all fits together, because I know it's a big revenue generator for people to cross-sell, upsell, or post-purchase upsell.
I love those techniques of cross-selling and upselling. And like you said, there's a lot of different strategies around here. Where we started our company was focusing on post-purchase cross-sells and upsells. So more specifically, actually, even post-visit. So let's say you've completed your first order and maybe a couple of days have gone by. Our system, based on, you know, a variety of things, what you purchased, how much you spent, but even, you know, does your name imply that you're male or female? Does your zip code imply you're in high income or low income zip code? Our system can start to understand what products you're likely to buy next. And that is just a really sort of sophisticated way of doing a cross sell. You know, it can say, look, people who look like you in the past, people who bought, you know, let's say a white dress, went on to buy heels, or people who bought this lip balm went on to buy this hand cream. And because you look like these people, and because our system has been trained on, you know, all of these folks who've kind of come through your store, you as a marketer can now use this information to come up with better ideas for how to market to these people after the sale. And so we really sort of focused on those post-purchase, post-visit opportunities, because like you said, there's been a few folks who focus on-site, that's making a lot of money. Off-site and off after the visit, we found that there was a gap. Now, as we sort of built up our system and our technology, it's funny, people are asking us, hey, can you do this for on-site stuff as well? From an AI perspective, it's interesting because people who are visitors, you know, people who haven't given you all their information, there's just a lot less data for them. And so it makes it a little bit harder. That being said, we just started a research project where we're going to take a lot of the same techniques we apply for post-purchase. We'll do it for on-site, but I really wanted to make sure I'm clear. Just right now, we're totally focused on that marketing, that post-purchase marketing campaign for people who've already made product purchase before.
Right. Okay. All right. This makes sense. Thanks for sharing that, because I think that's kind of important to me. I see the amount of revenue that's being generated, and I think knowing that that's what you do and where the product is headed, I think that's great. One thing that's interesting too, I find on this podcast, is that, you know, some of the maturity and the complexity of different brands, some people are in their early stages. Some are just in the aspirational stage. I just want to launch a store. Some people have one already on Shopify Core Plan. Some are on the plus side of the business where they're really starting to grow and scale up. And so I guess I'm trying to figure out if someone sees value in saying, yes, I believe that understanding my first party data and personalizing through Klaviyo or through SMS, through Attentive or PostScript, or, you know, whatever kind of marketing tools you're using. But knowing that, and this is the same thing that I feel in my role, sometimes some brands are already down their journey enough where they don't need a lot of my help because there's a process in place. My question to you is that, does the Apptio platform, is there a little bit of hand-holding, like a merchant success kind of a team, or are there playbooks and things? I'm just curious on kind of what people are going to see when they log in and you ingest their data, and then some kind of recommendation engine, I guess, to kind of set people in the right direction.
Yeah, Steve, it's funny. You mentioned this. Different people need different things. And so as folks who work with brands, you get pretty good at dealing with different sort of needs. What I'll say is, it's really interesting to talk to folks who get it, and then I'll contrast that with folks who are maybe just getting up and running. Folks who get it, you know, maybe they've been around for a while, and what we find is that they're spending tons of time maybe in something like Excel or their data trying to figure out, you know, okay, I have these groups of people who bought this product, what should I do for them next? Or, man, I have to go in and like redo my at-risk calculations every day, or maybe they're spending like 10 or 15 hours in Excel a month. And then we come out with this tool that says, you know, look, you don't need to spend time in Excel. Not only that, but we'll show you things like trends, patterns. What are these people likely to buy next? Oh, hey, and then we'll send them over to your marketing tools. Oh, and then, hey, we'll actually help you create the campaigns based on those data points as well. They're like, oh man, this is awesome. And so then maybe they might just require like just a description of what the product is supposed to be used for. But then you've got other brands who are, you know, more interested in getting educated. Because like you said, not a lot of people are doing things like segmenting or using AI today. And you might need to say, hey, look, you know, this is something you guys should start to think about. Maybe your acquisition campaigns aren't doing so hot. And so maybe you can supplement them with retention campaigns, or maybe you use different segments to, you know, as the basis of a lookalike campaign and kickstart your acquisition campaigns. And so what we do is when a brand connects to Apptio, we'll actually just let the data load and let the system come up with all sorts of recommendations. These recommendations can look like campaign recommendations, product recommendations for specific people, general segments. And then we'll do a kickoff call or a strategy call, and we'll say, hey, you know, your data's loaded. Here are the five things that we're learning about your system. Here are the five things that our system thinks you should be doing. Let us explain them to you. And let us, you know, if you're interested, we can even just go ahead and implement them for free. And a lot of people say, oh, that sounds cool. You know, go and run it for a couple of weeks. Do what your system told you to do. And let's see if it makes us money. And then by doing that, we're able to show them the process. We're able to show them a lot of things, like how do you use data? What's the process? How can you actually automate it? And so what we find is that maybe 80% of brands either need or appreciate that handholding process. They like to be sort of told, hey, look, this is what we've learned. This is what the system is telling you to do. This is actually how we think you can implement it. 20% of brands are like, hey, let me just, you know, I know what this is. Let me just go do this myself. And then there's the really advanced folks who are like, oh, I love the fact that you're giving me these, you know, these recommendations. I'm actually going to go one step further and I'm going to do my own holdout process and I'm going to do my own incrementality testing. And we're there to help you guys along the way. We love working with brands who like to actually get educated because I love working with e-com owners and e-com marketers. I think they're really hard workers and hustlers, and I really appreciate that. So yeah, there's a little bit of a split, you know, between people who need help and those who don't.
Thanks for supporting our incredible sponsor, Gorgeous, the leading customer service platform for Shopify brands. They help customer success teams fulfill a promise of delightful customer experiences. This leads to higher customer retention and brand loyalty for your Shopify store. Now, don't forget to click the link in the show notes. You get an exclusive 2-month free trial of Gorgeous, or you can head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/gorgeous. Yeah, that's lovely. So I think that's just, you know, based on the market, you think of like, you know, 2 million some brands on Shopify, you know, and I don't know, 10 or 15,000 plus brands. So the, you know, in all likelihood, there's a lot of brands out there that are on the core plans that are working their way towards their first million or their first 5 million in annual revenue, but there's still lots of opportunity along the way. And then definitely at scale, certainly on the plus side, to really maximize that data, because you have just a wealth of, I'm sure they have large brands, upwards of millions of contact records, and trying to orchestrate certain things. So it looks like you have ability of both types of marketers and both types of complexities and maturity. So that's good to hear. One thing that I have another question too is about just the fact that, you know, first party data is on people's mind, and there are some personalization tools. Some things you can, you know, like Klaviyo, for example, they will have some kind of a segmentation tool in there, and they can be the source of truth, I guess, for a contact record. And there's ways of slicing and dicing the data a little bit based on order history, maybe, or time-based sort of kind of campaigns and things that they have built into their software. And, you know, you can go to the App Store and Shopify or Google or whatever. There are some notable peers for sure that are building tools to help with this sort of first-party data problem. And I think my first thought is that it's a blue ocean out there. There's lots of opportunity. And I think where there's competition, there's business. And so I just like to understand a little bit about Apptio, like how you, I guess, are intentionally different maybe than others attempting to solve the same kind of first party challenge.
It's something that's really important. You've probably seen this yourself. There's all sorts of tools out there, all of which are doing different things. Klaviyo is probably one of the closest to us, but we actually really love Klaviyo. I think maybe something like 80 to 90% of our customers use us actually to power a lot of their Klaviyo tools. And so I'll talk a little bit, you know, Klaviyo does have segmentation. And it does have a block where you can say, okay, let me just drag this block in and it'll populate with the top products for people. The reason I think people, and this is what our customers have told us, the reason people like to supplement Klaviyo with what we're doing is sort of twofold. One, our platform automatically discovers the segments. Rather than you going in and having to create these segments and trying to come up with rules and guidelines yourself, within a couple of hours of you connecting to Apptio, you'll have anywhere from, you know, 20 to maybe thousands of different segments based on your customer data. You'll have people who bought products. You'll have people who are likely to buy products. You'll have your discount seekers, your big spenders. So all that comes without you having to do any work. And a lot of folks have told us that's really valuable. And then the other thing that they've told us is really valuable is that the way we present data, it's a little bit easier for folks to gain sort of the so what. So, you know, maybe you're looking at a group of customers who bought product X we'll tell you right off the bat, okay, these people are likely to buy these three products again. They bought these 10 products in the past. Here's their product journey. Here's the five things that they bought when they first came into your store. So we have a little bit more of a focus on helping you understand the customer journey. And then the third thing is, you know, we provide an alternative to Klaviyo's personalized recommendation blogs. So if you like their blogs, great. A lot of our customers say, hey, look, like, I really like the fact that you guys are using all this advanced AI to create these blogs. I've had really good results from them, so I'm going to keep using yours. And so the things that we try to do differently, and it's not, you know, not only Klaviyo, they're awesome, awesome tool. We know a bunch of folks there. What we try to do is that we try to focus on how we can use customer data to, one, educate the marketer to know what to do next, and two, show you how you can automate these things so you can just start driving sales and so you don't have to worry as much about a lot of the analytics and analysis. We want you to use Apptio and come out of it knowing, okay, these are the five things I have to do next. Not, hey, look, I still don't know what I'm going to do next. I know I have all this data, but I just really don't know what to go, you know, where to go with it.
Yeah. It's like the, what's the term? Analysis paralysis.
Yes. So. Yes. I love that.
That's a real thing. That actually does happen where there's so much. It's just look at just Google Analytics alone. If you don't go in there often, it can be overwhelming about all the different things that are going on in there. And then how do you action it? You have to get your own workflow that works for you to understand campaigns and successes of them. And then, you know, that's just GA. Then what about Facebook Ads Manager or if you're doing the SEO side, what's going on in Search Console and queries and it's never ending. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. So I want to pivot to a story now because I think I'm motivated. I know people listening are definitely motivated. And they also, it just gets, I guess, myself, my listeners kind of in the shoes potentially of another founder and saying, hey, they had this challenge or, hey, they decided to take Apptio for a spin and here's what they, you know, implemented it and here's what happened on the other side. So hopefully you can maybe share a story of someone that has implemented your solution. Hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be just nice to be able to hear something. I know you have case studies and stuff like that, which I'll link up in the show notes, but is anybody notable or anybody that you'd like to talk about today that has implemented it? And then kind of what sort of like what happened after implementing it, like success wise?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the greatest pleasures actually of building an app like this and a product like this is you get to see how you help others, which is really one of the biggest reasons I'm doing this. Obviously, additionally to the, you know, the startup and the money and all that. But I'll talk about one of my favorite customers. Really, really love these folks. Their name is Hanalei Company. Check them out. They have these really nice sort of Hawaiian inspired botanicals, cleansers, you know, cosmetics. You know, they're an up and coming brand. They're growing quickly and they've got a marketer and, you know, their marketing team was starting to see issues with their Facebook ads. ROAS was going down. They weren't just acquiring as many folks as they were before. And their marketer was also doing these email campaigns, you know, trying to come up with campaign ideas, trying to figure out, okay, you know, what should I email next? We kind of joined up with them, had them sort of connect their store to Apptio, downloaded all their data. And we suggested a couple of things that we thought could work based on their data. The system suggested it. So the first thing it said was like, look, you've got a really strong group of big spenders and loyal customers. And one of the best things you can do is use these customers as a basis for acquiring new customers. One way to do that is by creating these, you know, syncing these folks over to your Facebook account, creating a lookalike audience based on them, and then running new customer acquisition to that lookalike audience. So that was one thing they did. And I'll talk about kind of what the performance of all of this ended up being afterwards. The second thing they did was, you know, they had these, they're really good with their email campaigns. And what they did was that they added one new campaign into the mix. They added a bunch of campaigns, you know, targeting different groups of customers based on our suggestions. But the one they liked the most was basically what we call our product recommendations bi-weekly campaign. Very simple strategy, actually. Every 2 weeks, you basically send out a sort of a reminder email to your active customers and you say, hey, here are the top 3 to 5 products you're likely to buy. Those products are obviously filled in automatically by the system. And what they found was really interesting. On the Facebook side, going back to my first way we helped, they increased their ROAS, I think, by 2x, 2.5x. And so they suddenly got from not being super profitable to being able to run these ads profitably. You know, they started being able to get more customers. These customers were better. And the whole reason is because our product provided Facebook with some of the data and some customer information that it kind of lost, right, with the iOS updates. And so now they're running these sort of acquisition campaigns. And then on the email side, they've got these bi-weekly product recommendations campaigns going out. And like clockwork, it's bringing in, you know, revenue, and it's a very predictable revenue stream. And so this works really well for them. They're a cosmetics company, so the system will know which customers are likely to buy which products again, or what subscriptions might be overdue. It'll fill all of those in automatically. And so the customer, the marketer, they just have to schedule these things out and send them out. And ultimately what this means is, you know, you're starting to see incremental revenue from, you know, anywhere from like 10 to 15% additional incremental revenue attributable to these segments and these campaigns. They also implemented a couple of things where they found that certain products were bought frequently together, and they just started offering each of those products as like its own SKU, just bundling them together. And they increased their average order value by about 8 to 9%. And so Handily, you know, Runner, again, really great company, very, very forward thinking. They were able to use the combination of our segments and our email automations and sort of data syncs to create these campaigns that were driving predictable and notable revenue. And, you know, this is just one example. There's a whole bunch out there, but this is the type of thing I'd recommend all brands think about doing, you know, figuring out where they can start to optimize and tweak things based on these segments, based on these recommendations, and then, you know, experimenting to see what works best for them.
Yeah, this is lovely. I know I'm actually on, well, their website too, just to have a look. I'll put it in the show notes. So yeah, they have quite a beautiful website. It's nice to see kind of what they're doing and kind of how they're executing with your solution. I also, I can see, you know, just by some external tools and stuff about the different types of marketing automation and other different tools they have. And so they're, you know, so they're playing nicely with your tool and their website and things, you know, through Shopify and the tools they've selected. They're all playing nicely together, both the ad networks, as you mentioned, and then obviously through the Klaviyo side. And so it's really cool. It's cool that this is all working well. And, you know, and I think that's the kind of the key to this episode, I think, today is that, you know, if you're unhappy potentially with your return on ad spend, if you're trying to figure out about like, how can you personalize and recommend products to your customers, you know, in a more data-driven way, but personalized one-to-one. I mean, that's really the goal of a marketer, really, honestly. And it sounds like that's what your tool does. And like, I think that's amazing. Like, now, what about the future? Because you do a lot of things great today. Is there a public roadmap or what, like, what sort of things are on the radar for you over the next 6 to 12 months? Just so people get warm and fuzzy about, hey, you do a lot of things great today, but like, where's it iterating to?
Yeah, we're super excited. So I'll kind of talk about it from the business perspective, and then I'll talk about it from what brands can expect to see coming forward. Yeah, from the business perspective, you know, we're growing quickly. We're bringing on newer brands, more brands. We do a lot of work with agencies as well. And we're just hoping to grow that. You know, we're hoping to grow and sort of get to a point where we're going to just get this product in front of as many folks as we can and just really have a really good, successful business. From the product side of things, I'm personally really excited by some of the things that we're going to offer in the next 6 to 12 months. As I mentioned, right now, one research project that we've got going is essentially on-site, on-store product recommendations for visitors. I think you've probably seen the stats, Steve, something like only 3% of visitors ever make a purchase, you know, something crazy like that. And if you're able to take an anonymous visitor and sort of put the right products in front of them or the right recommendations, you can actually grow that. So we're working on a research project now where you just plop in Apptio, it'll automatically show the top products to all your customers. The second project that we're working on is basically automating kind of some of the stuff I said about what we do, that manual process in terms of maybe creating and designing a campaign. We've got some AI work in progress to be able to set up a campaign automatically, create the headline automatically, insert the image automatically. So you as a marketer can say, oh, like this, you know, Apptio recommended I create this campaign for this group of people. I click a button. Hey, look, the campaign's already set. All the words are set. All of the content is set. And then you click a button and it's just sent at the right time. So that's really exciting for us because it takes a lot of the guesswork out of the marketer. You can still go in and tweak anything you want. You can change the photos, you can change the pictures, but you as a marketer now don't have to worry about stuff that, you know, you didn't want to do in the first place, like identifying patterns among data. And the third one, which is a bit of a moonshot, I'm excited, probably going to come next year, is because we're plugging in all this data from brands, we now know a lot of information about which customers are likely to buy what types of products. And we can start to create entirely new audiences for acquisition. You know, let's say you're a brand, you want to find a brand new audience of people who are likely to buy from you. You can opt into like our shared network or our shared sort of audience creation system. And then you'll get a whole bunch of new customers that you can send messages to. Kind of like what you used to do on Facebook before all the, you know, all the data issues came out. You know, me being a data scientist, a data geek, really, I'm excited about these projects. But my investors are probably more interested about the customers we're bringing on.
Yeah. Well, no. But, you know, that's the whole reason why I have you on this podcast today. Number one, just to kind of understand the problems and the challenges that you're clearly solving for brands. At the end of the day, it's about LTV and growth and revenue and just offering a great customer experience, both, you know, as the merchant, but even as the end consumer, because they are getting a one-to-one personalized experience that brands want to do through email and text. And so knowing that this is what your true MVP is. And I appreciate that. That's where you're headed. And it's nice to see some future. It just kind of gets warm and fuzzy knowing that, hey, we're not just, you know, sitting on our laurels here. Like, we built something great, but we got to continue iterating. And you know, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. So it's great to see that you're on your way. We are nearing the end of the show for today, but I know we had a quick chat kind of in the green room before recording today. And I suspect there's going to be quite a few people that are going to like, hey, you know what? First party data is important. I get it. I'd like to learn more. I'd like to actually see my data live in your platform. So, and the recommendations that are there. And yes, I'm using Klaviyo or Attentive or OmniSend or whatever tool you're using for email and SMS, but I want to see what you guys can do for me. What's the call to action today now? What are the next steps?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've had a great time on the show. I would love to see if we can help your listeners out. We were talking and I'd love to extend your listeners an extended free trial, you know, 30-day fully unlocked free trial. And on top of that, we'd love to get them a 10% discount. Just something to help them really see the value. So in order to get started, you can either email me, my name is Shanif, S-H-A-N-I-F, at apteo.co, or just visit our website, apteo.co. Contact us, you know, we'll get you guys onboarded. And even after the onboarding, we'll walk you through what your data means and what your recommendations mean and how you can make sense of them. So it's really the best way. If you're on the Shopify ecosystem, we do have an app store. It's just apps.shopify.com/apteo, totally free to install. And once you install it, just shoot us a note and we'll get you set up with that 30-day free trial. So we try to make it as easy as possible. You don't need to code anything. You don't need to do anything. We'll walk you guys all through it automatically.
That's perfect. And thank you for that 30-day trial. I think that gives people, I think the standard is like a 7-day free trial. But I think, you know, for those listening today, you're getting a full 30 days to actually try and see the platform with like zero cost to you at all. And then you can say, hey, this is how they're slicing and dicing my order data and my customers into segmentations to just build revenue, build LTV. So it's just overall, it's just a growth driver. The right levers are being pulled at the right time with the tools you're already using. So it's a no-brainer to me personally, and thank you for that offer. I know it costs you to be able to offer this kind of service, but I think when people actually see that it actually works, because right now you're just using, most people are just doing the basic segmentation of time has lapsed, time to re-engage them, or they've made one purchase, I'm going to give them, you know, pray and spray a bit of how do I get a second sale? And that's, you know, and it's a good starting point, fair enough, but that's not what world-class brands are doing now. And I think that's where your tool is really understanding, you know, this RFM, this recency, frequency, and monetization strategy. So I appreciate that that's what you're doing. There'll be a link in the show notes to the landing page that you've created also, which is great, or install the app and email you directly the team, and then yeah, I'll get you set up. So yeah, thanks Shanif for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I've learned a ton today. I mean, I got 2 pages of notes you can't see because we're not doing video today, but that's the life of learning. I love it. I love learning about what people are doing, and just thanks for giving back to the Shopify ecosystem and just helping brands kind of get to the next level.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's been amazing and you're awesome. So I really appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.